From Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights, California, this is day 27 of the Red Letter Challenge.
Good morning and welcome to day 27 of the Red Letter Challenge here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott. Our red letters today come from Jesus' teaching in the Gospel according to Luke, and they are lend, expecting nothing in return. I'm recording this morning from my desk, and imagine, if you will, that the room is dark and there's a desk lamp here on the desk with a green shade, and you've had to come in and tell me that you can't repay your debt. You know the scene. We've seen it in lots of movies where the mafioso has lent money to somebody who is down on their luck and maybe has borrowed money and has tried to gamble that money for on a surefire win so that they can pay back the money. And the vig continues to compound. Vig. I looked up the term, why it's called vig. It actually was a term that was vigorish. And it meant the fee or the cost of taking out a loan. And in those scenes, loan sharks are making money upon money when they're loaning people money with very high interest rates or VIGs. And then they send their goons, their muscle out to collect that loan from people who likely can't repay it. Can you imagine how different the scene would be as if when that muscle or those goons went out to find the person who owed the loan shark money, if they went not to break a leg or to intimidate, but actually went out and said, "We just want to let you know your debt has been forgiven, that you no longer owe the money that you have borrowed, that which you owed has been erased, no longer exists." I suppose if that were to happen, Tony Soprano might have needed to find a new line of employment. How about if people went out and told others that their medical debt had been totally eliminated? Did you know that 2/3 of all personal bankruptcy in the United States are a result of overwhelming medical debt? There's an organization, RIP Medical Debt, that actually exists to help pay off people's medical debt. You see, they acquire debt that's been determined as being uncollectible, and they are able to pay that debt off for pennies on the dollar and restore people's credit rankings status to them and help them avoid foreclosure. We looked at participating in that program as a church council, but found that all the medical debt that they have been able to purchase here in California has already been written off, that other organizations have committed to paying off that debt for those folks. But imagine what a gift that would be to take somebody's debt on yourself and pay it off. You know, that VIG, the interest rate on debts, you know, we talk about compounding interest and we're encouraged to invest and to save money because that money will compound, but the same is true of our debt. And as the interest rate increases, so too does the amount of our debt. But imagine if somebody paid that off for us. Unfortunately, some of us can't imagine being generous because we are buried in debt. Jesus' words, lend, expecting nothing in return. He's not suggesting that we lend to people and be prepared for them not to repay. He's saying lend and tell them you're not going to expect anything in return. This is not about you thinking, well, that they're not going to be able to afford it, so I'm going to just write off that money. This is about you lovingly giving to somebody else and not expecting anything in return. Jesus goes on to talk about what credit is it to you to do nice things for people who you can expect would do nice things for you, to lend money to people who you would expect would return it to you. He's not looking for us to engage in a transaction with other people, a business transaction where you get repaid more than you actually gave out, but instead to give generously to others and not expect them to give anything back to you whatsoever. Have you ever done that? Have you ever just given without the expectation of something in return? Lend without expecting anything in return, Jesus says. It's quite a challenge, but I know you're up for it. I'll see you tomorrow.